New York City police are swabbing passenger bags in Penn Station, searching taxis at checkpoints and bags at subway entrances, with New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg one of the subway strap hangers today, as counterterrorism officials look for three people in connection with an unconfirmed threat to bomb bridges or tunnels in New York or Washington on the 10th anniversary of 9/11. Speaking from Ground Zero, Mayor Bloomberg told CBS News the city's prepared.
The level of security in this city probably makes New York the safest place to be. We have 3,000 cameras, radiation detectors. We have our own police officers in a dozen cities around the world to find out what's going on overseas and what kind of responses work and what kind don't.
Scott Shane covers national security for the New York Times. Scott, the mayor also said, people don't know we get these threats all the time around big sporting events and religious holidays. Really? Is this just like one of those we don't hear about, or do we know if this one is different?
I think this one is a little bit different. While it's certainly true that threat information comes in all the time, I was told by somebody this morning that they haven't seen anything quite like this for the last few months. It's not like they've never seen this kind of threat information. But the fact is that yesterday the President Obama, was briefed in the morning. Key members of Congress were briefed yesterday morning and during the day. I don't think it's just the heightened alert on the eve of the 10th anniversary of 9/11. It is certainly worrisome information for them.
Why? What do we know? Initial reports said that there might be three suspects, one an American citizen, that left Afghanistan or Pakistan, I don't know, and entered the U.S. by air last month. Could you clarify, was that Afghanistan or Pakistan?
Well, it's allegedly the information was that they had left from Afghanistan, but the sort of tribal area between Pakistan and Afghanistan, where most of these militants hang out, it almost doesn't matter. But that is what the information we had last night. I think in some ways this is the most nerve-wracking kind of situation for the massive army of counterterrorism folks that we have, all the way from local police departments to the top of the federal government now, because they said it was credible information. In other words, from some kind of credible source, either presumably an intercepted communication or an informant inside a militant group. And yet it doesn't sound like it was specific enough to allow them to, pounce on anybody. So it just means they're on very, very high alert.
And it means credible but unconfirmed, and we understand that means it is perhaps just one source. What else does it mean? Vice President Joe Biden on the morning shows said actually the U.S. is most worried about a lone wolf terrorist, not somebody maybe with a huge cell. White House officials saying there's no plans to change President Obama's travel schedule for Sunday, where he'll mark 10th anniversary observances at Ground Zero, the Pentagon, and Shanksville, Pennsylvania. So what else does it mean?
Well, I mean, I think, in a weird way, this may be a marker of progress. This plot, if indeed it even turns out to be anything, certainly does not sound like it's anything like the scale of 9/11. And in fact, al-Qaeda leaders in the last few years have emphasized, sort of encouraged sympathizers around the world to take matters into their own hands and go ahead and launch a small-scale attack, which in a way was an admission that it's much harder to pull off a large-scale mass casualty attack of the kind that we saw 10 years ago.
Well, one hopes. But, Scott Chain, it sounds as if the language of the officials is, much like we heard from a terrorism expert this week, be alert, but be resilient. As Hillary Clinton saying today, cannot let this take away our resilience.
That's right. Mayor Bloomberg last night said he was going to ride the subway as usual, and he urged people to sort of go about their business. There are plenty of people who can worry about these things now, who are paid to worry about these things. But I think one reason they ended up putting out the information is that, as we know, it was a vendor on Times Square who detected that smoking SUV that turned out to be a plot. It was a passenger aboard the Christmas flight a couple years ago who tackled the would-be aircraft bomber.
Mm-hmm.
So getting the word out and getting people alert is also quite important.
Scott Shane, who covers national security for the New York Times in Washington, D.C. Scott, thank you.
Thank you.